Gender identity has been the forefront of many heated discussions, especially in families. Many more Christians have a member of their family who has chosen this path. How do we handle it? How do we still love them and stand with God's word on the matter? If they can be deceived by evil voices, they can also be set free from the lies by the truth of God for them. Will you take a moment to pray for family members struggling with LGBTQ, peer pressure, school indoctrination, all the other ways the enemy tries to deceive them? Father, we lift up those who are, first of all, are the ones that have heard a family member has chosen this path and are struggling right now. We pray that instead of being discouraged, that this will cause them to pray even more fervently, because the prayers, the effective prayers of a righteous man, the fervent prayers availeth much. They are effective and successful. We thank you, God, that you created human beings in your own image. In the image of God, you created them, male and female, you created them. And you don't lie and you don't make mistakes. We pray that those who have chosen this path, that are family members, that they will discover the identity that you created them to be, and they will stop waffling with all the things that have been taught them, told them, spoken over them, they've read about, they looked at, they've seen through whatever things, peer pressure, whatever way it is. We pray that those voices will stop in Jesus' name, and they will only hear the truth, and the truth will set them free. You said in Romans that it's God abandoned them to their shameful desires. Even the women turned against the natural way to have sex and instead indulged in sex with each other. Men, instead of having normal sexual relationships with women, burned with lust for each other. Men did shameful things with other men, and as a result of this sin, they suffered within themselves the penalty they deserved. Now, Father, we are not asking for them to be hurt, but we are asking for them to see that if they continue in this, it can physically hurt them. There's sufficient medical evidence that you know about, Father. You didn't design their bodies to do this. So we pray that that alone would begin to unravel the lies that they have. That, Father, that they would see the truth. We also pray people into their lives who will speak to them and show them in a loving way how to get back to God and how to be set free from these entrapments that the enemy has put in their path. We pray that we would define them as children of God, that they are people that you made in your image, and that we can never forget that you love them, but you do not like what they're doing. Father, we pray for family members to draw closer to Christ that have gotten into this. So we just pray that you would just go after them like a nag, a healthy nag. We also pray for wise counsel for family members to not be derisive or coddling, and that their homosexual family and friends would respect their Christian beliefs, that the Christian would share it in such a way that it is not condescending. We thank you that in John 8, Jesus was around a bunch of Pharisees and Sadducees that kept demanding an answer, and he stood up again and said, "All right, but let the one who has never sinned throw the first stone." And then when all the accusers heard this, they slipped away, and he said to the woman that they brought, the adulterous woman, "Where are your accusers? Don't even one of them condemn you? No, Lord, and neither do I. Go and sin no more." May we not come across to our family members in condemnation, but in conviction. Father, may we also look at the planks in our own eyes and the things that we are still struggling with, so that we will not look at them through the eyes of judgment. You alone are the judge of all the earth. So we thank you, Father, for your word. And we pray, Father, that we will see many of our family members return to their true identity that you made them to be. In Jesus' name.